afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in the beautiful city of Marion, in Air Chair 1, ready to go. We are live on a Wednesday afternoon, 4:18 is the time, and I've got a deal for you. We have exactly 4 tickets to the Ohio State Fair and the Kids Bop Tour, and those will go out to anybody that can be here before 5 o'clock, but you got to give me a call here at 740-383-9944. It'll get you into the fair tonight and to the Kids Bop Tour. They got magicians and different things. It'll be a good show for adults and kids, either one. So if you'd be interested in going to the Ohio State Fair, you don't have to answer a trivia question or anything for these particular ones. Just give me a call at 740-383-9944. You got to be here to pick them up at 559 East Center Street before 5 o'clock. And these 4 pairs of tickets are yours. That's again for tonight at the Ohio State Fair. So if you'd like to go to the fair tonight, again, give me a ring. You don't have to do anything except get here before 5 o'clock, 740-383-9944. Our thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. We got a call coming in. Maybe we have a taker. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yes, I wanted the tickets for the fair.
Yeah, you want all 4 of them?
Cool, yeah.
They are yours. What's your name?
Amy Brown.
Amy Brown. Okay, and you can be down here at the station before 5 o'clock?
Yeah, what's the exact location?
Okay, we are, do you know where Lee's Chicken is on East Center Street?
Yeah.
Okay, we're right in between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tire. We're okay. In the Beltone Hearing Center is right there. And around back is a staircase. Just come down the staircase and come in the door, and I'll be sitting right here, and you can have these tickets.
Okay. I will be there in a couple minutes.
All right, Amy Brown. Glad you can go to the fair tonight.
Yeah. Can you go tomorrow?
Well, these tickets are for the Kids Bop for tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought it was for tomorrow also.
Well, the tickets for the fair are good for tomorrow too, but the Kids Bop tickets are for tonight.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay,
that's good.
Okay.
Right,
well, we'll look for you here in a few minutes. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye bye. All right, we got a taker. Very good. Amy Brown picks up the 4 pairs of tickets to the Kids Bop concert and the Ohio State Fair tickets tonight. And by the way, we're also looking for Ed Atkins. He won a pair of tickets for the Kids Bop concert. So, Ed Atkins, you got till 5 o'clock tonight to get down here and pick up your pair of tickets as well. Ed Atkins. So, come on down to the station, 559 East Center Street, right between Lee's Chicken and Zeus Tire in the basement of the Beltone building. We'll be looking for you, Ed Atkins, before 5 o'clock. Okay, back to our supporter. Thanks to Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing for supporting today's broadcast. Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing is family operated with 5 years experience. Their telephone number is 614-735-3461. That's 614-735-3461. Facebook, Thomas Lawn Care and Power Washing. Also, our thanks goes out to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for underwriting today's broadcast here on Offbeat News and Trivia. All right, here's what else we have going on. We will be drawing at 4:55 this afternoon a pair of tickets for the Chris Young concert for tomorrow at the Ohio State Fair. So we will be drawing that at 4:55, but you have to answer a trivia question to get in the drawing for that particular concert, okay? So Chris Young, 4:55, will be drawing for that pair of tickets, but you got to answer a trivia question to be put in that drawing. Also, if you answer a trivia question, we'll put you in a drawing for a $20 gift card to Walmart, a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive, and we'll draw a name on July 31st. So that it would be next week already. So we'll be doing our monthly grand prize giveaway for that. So here's some of the trivia questions, and you can start lighting up the phone lines. Which animal changes color to show off its fighting ability? Which animal changes color to show off its fighting ability? What does it mean when kangaroos thump their hind legs? What does it mean when kangaroos thump their hind legs? 740-383-9944 if you know. What do you call a group of lions? What do you call a group of lions? Good question, since the Lion King is in theaters right now. If you're an antelope in Africa, which cat do you need to watch out for? If you're an antelope in Africa, which cat do you need to watch out for? 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. WWGH Radio, we're on the air.
Yeah, Nate, that would be a chameleon that changes colors.
Yeah, that is right. Is this our friend Becky Thacker?
Yes, it is.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, doing good. How about you?
I'm doing great. All right, well, we will put you in the drawing for the monthly giveaway and the tickets for Chris Young, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you have a great night, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, a chameleon changes colors to show off its fighting ability. You ever seen a chameleon in person? I'm trying to think if I have. I don't know. Okay, how many toes does a sheep have? How many toes does a sheep have? What is the name for a male goose? What is the name for a male goose? And which farm animal's stomach has four sections? Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? 740-383-9944 is the phone number if you know the answers to any of those questions. Just give me a call and we'll get you signed up for all these drawings, all right? Pretty good prize giveaways. 4:26 the time. It's Wednesday afternoon, July the 24th. How you doing? You doing okay? Hope you're having a great day. Police responding to a report of a burglar in Utah arrived on the scene to discover the suspect that had broken through a window was a turkey. The Lone Peak Police Department said two officers responded to a burglary in progress call after a resident who was away from home was contacted by neighbors who heard a window break next door. The officers arrived and located the shattered window. They went into the home and discovered a turkey was to blame for the break-in. The turkey sustained major injuries breaking through the window, police wrote. It was unclear whether the fowl survived. Also, a Minnesota toddler has been found after he took a joyride on his battery-powered John Deere tractor to the county fair. The 2.5-year-old wanted to go back to the county fair and drove from his home to the fair without telling his parents. Dispatchers got a call Thursday night that the toddler was missing and found him safe minutes later in the middle of the fairground, the sheriff's office said in a Facebook post. The boy's family said their home was about a block and a half from the fairgrounds, and he had seen the rides being set up during the previous days. Foster said the child drove the tractor down the sidewalk through a back gate, navigated through a heavy crowd, and he went to the Tilt-A-Whirl, which he wanted to ride. However, before he got on the ride, State Representative Brian Johnson flagged down a deputy, said, "Hey, this boy's by himself." The father suspended his son's driving privileges by pulling out the tractor's battery. So the child is safe. Well, I think we have our winner here in the studio. Are you Amy Brown? Well, Amy Brown, here is your stuff that you need for the fair. Here's this and this as well. There you go. Thank you very much for stopping in and listening to the program, okay? Hey, you too. All right. Okay, you can be a winner too by giving us a call at 740-383-9944. Oh, okay. Amy Brown said her cousin built this building. What was the name? What was the name?
It used to be Cornelius Realty.
Cornelius Realty back in the day. Okay. Okay. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Thanks for stopping in. All right, very good. Coming up on a break time here, feel free to send me an email anytime. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com is my email address. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. So feel free to send me anything you'd like to hear. Anything you'd maybe like to hear here on the radio, or maybe you'd like to pass along to me, I would love to hear from you. I'm always checking my email for something new, so feel free to send me an email, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. We will be back with more. I've got another offbeat news story to share, plus on this day in history straight ahead, and more trivia questions after these words.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
We are back. National Weather Service staff in Nebraska illustrated the recent heat wave by baking a batch of biscuits inside a car. The National Weather Service in Omaha live tweeted the results as they put a batch of biscuits in the window of a car left out in the sun. If you are wondering if it's going to be hot today, we are attempting to bake biscuits using only the sun and a car in our parking lot, NWS Omaha tweeted. We will keep you posted with the progress. Well, the pan reached a high temperature of 185 degrees during the experiment, which occasionally require the car to be moved to keep the sun shining on the biscuits. The biscuits began to brown on the outside and eventually seemed done enough on the outside to try eating after a total 8 hours in the car. The worker said they were pretty doughy in the middle, but crispy enough on the outside to be edible. So there you go, some hot weather fun. You ever tried to fry an egg on the sidewalk? Does it really work? If so, let me know. 740-383-9944 if you've ever fried an egg on the sidewalk or even cooked anything outside. I'd be curious to know. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. July the 24th, 1847. Richard M. Hoe patented the rotary type printing press. 1849, Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. presented its first Doctor of Music degree. It was given to Professor Henry Dielman. 1866, Tennessee became the first state to be readmitted to the Union after the U.S. Civil War. 1923, the Treaty of Lausanne, which settled the boundaries of modern Turkey, was concluded in Switzerland. 1929, on this date, U.S. President Hoover proclaimed the Kellogg-Briand Act, which renounced war as an instrument of foreign policy. 1933, the first broadcast of The Romance of Helen Trent was heard on radio. 7,222 episodes were aired. 1933, on this date, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt gave his fourth fireside chat. 1948, Soviet occupation forces in Germany blockaded West Berlin. The U.S.-British airlift began the following day. 1956, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis ended their team. They ended their partnership a decade after it began on July 25, 1946. 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean. 1974, on this date, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that President Nixon had to turn over subpoenaed White House tape recordings to the Watergate special prosecutor. So that's what happened on this day in history. Let's see if we can get some more trivia questions answered. Here's what we have for giveaways. At 4:55, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to the Chris Young concert for tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair. He's a country artist, so if you are a fan of Chris Young, and I am, I like Chris Young. And so Chris Young tickets at 4:55, but you got to call and answer a trivia question to get in the drawing. And so far, we just have one person in the drawing, so you have a pretty good chance to win. So if that sounds good to you, give me a call at 740-383-9944 and answer a trivia question. Also, you'll be put in the drawing for a monthly giveaway, a $20 gift card to Walmart, and a free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. And we'll draw a name for that next week. All right, but you can sign up for the drawing today. And then also at 4:55, I have a $5 McDonald's gift card. A $5 McDonald's gift card at 4:55. I haven't even announced that one yet. So prizes galore. So lots of reasons to call and answer a trivia question. And here's a trivia question that we have. What does it mean when kangaroos thump their hind legs? What does it mean when kangaroos thump their hind legs? What do you call a group of lions? The Lion King's in the theaters right now, so this is a good question for that. What do you call a group of lions? If you're an antelope in Africa, which cat do you need to watch out for? If you're an antelope in Africa, which cat do you need to watch out for? How many toes does a sheep have? How many toes does a sheep have? What is the name for a male goose? What is the name for a male goose? Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? A mule is the offspring of which two animals? A mule is the offspring of which two animals? 740-383-9944 if you're interested in the $5 McDonald's gift card, the $20 gift card to Walmart, and the oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive for next week. And at 455, we'll draw a name for the Chris Young tickets to the Ohio State Fair. So give me a buzz. It's 438 live on a Wednesday afternoon. Nate Redmond here in Air Chair 1. On the ferry ride back from South Bess Island to Port Clinton, a lot of people grabbed for their cameras. I'll tell you why coming up. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm glad you hate.
Yeah, this is me. Is this Bob?
I can hear you first.
Oh, okay.
A mule is a cross between a horse and a donkey.
Yes, that is correct. How you doing, Bob?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I still ain't here.
All right, all right. Well, we will sign you up for all the drawings. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for calling and listening.
Yep.
Have a good day. All right, bye-bye. All right, Bob Austin. There's two people in the drawing. So, hey, add your name in. If you've never called before, give me a call, too. It's totally painless. We'll just put you on the air and get you signed up. 740-383-9944. Okay, so I told you that on the ferry ride back from South Bess Island to Port Clinton, a lot of people grabbed for their camera, and a few people stare in disbelief upon seeing a Great Lakes oar boat stuck into a cliff hundreds of feet above the water. It looks for all the world as if a giant storm had deposited the ship bow forward on this cliff overlooking the lake. Don't bother to look through the tourist books for it. There are no brochures, no maps pointing it out, and no explanations of how it got there. The story behind the ship is becoming a Lake Erie legend, though. The ship began life nearly 70 years ago as the Benson Ford flagship of the Ford Motor Company's fleet of lake freighters. Henry Ford named it after one of his grandsons. He took special interest in the ship and had luxury accommodations put into its forward section, walnut-paneled staterooms, a fireplace and a gathering room, a special kitchen, and even special plumbing. It was a ship that was fit to be for a king, or at least the founder of an auto dynasty. Whether Henry Ford ever actually sailed on the Benson Ford is a matter of conjecture, but certainly many of the top Ford executives and their families made use of the luxury quarters over the half century that it sailed the Great Lakes. It was retired from service and scheduled to be cut up for scrap in 1986. At the time, Frank and Lydia Sullivan were looking for a summer home on the Lake Erie Islands. Finding nothing they liked, they were considered building one when Frank heard that the Benson Ford was being scrapped. Discovering that the owner's quarters had been constructed for Henry Ford, he realized that it would be very special. That's when a dream was born, to cut off the front of the Benson Ford from the owner's quarters all the way up to the pilot house and move it to South Bass Island for a home. After thousands and thousands of dollars and hours of frustration, finally the front section was cut away and loaded onto a huge barge, then towed the Benson Ford 60 miles west of Cleveland, where it now is home. Hi, WWGH Radio. We are on the air.
How's it going, Nate?
Hey, is this my buddy Ralph?
Yeah, this is Ralph.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I just thought I'd tell you, Mel Goose is a gander.
Yes, Mel Goose is a gander. Yes, indeed. Very good. All right, I am writing your name down and getting you signed up for all the drawings, okay?
All righty.
Okay, I appreciate you listening out there today.
Yeah, you have a super one now.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there's three in the drawing. Add your name now by giving us a ring, 740-383-9944. Better mark off my trivia question so I can keep track of what I'm doing, because if I get off track, that's a bad thing for everyone. Don't want to get off track. Okay, it's time to head down to the hallway here and turn right, go into the classroom. On the chalkboard, I've written our weird word of the week. And this week's weird word is popple. Popple, P-O-P-P-L-E. It can be used as a verb, as in poppled or poppling, and it means to move in a tumbling, irregular manner as boiling water. To move in a tumbling, irregular manner as boiling water. The origin of popple goes back to the 1300s to the 1350s and comes from the Middle English. So popple, a rather old word, and I think it's kind of fun to say, popple. It certainly is. Okay, Ladies' Corner is coming at you, coming up here in just a few moments. But first of all, more trivia. Let's see if we can get some more questions answered. Once again, at 4:55, we'll be drawing a name for the Chris Young tickets, two tickets to the Ohio State Fair tomorrow night, and two tickets to the Chris Young Show. So for 4:55 this afternoon, if you're a Chris Young fan, if you're a country fan, hey, give me a ring and answer one of these trivia questions, and we'll put you in the drawing for that. Also, we have a $5 McDonald's gift card that will be given away. And for next week, you can sign up for our $20 gift card to Walmart and our free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. We'll put you in the drawing for next week, for July the 31st, we're going to be drawing a name for our grand prize giveaway for our monthly giveaways. What does it mean when a kangaroo thumps their hind legs? What does it mean when a kangaroo thumps their hind legs? More in a minute, WWGH.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
/180/111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
From the Marion, Ohio Weather Center, you hear us all the time on the radio, but who are we? We are Marion, Ohio Weather Online. We're a network of trained weather spotters with the National Weather Service throughout Marion County, protecting you from Mother Nature's elements. We can be found online at weather43302.com and over all social media outlets. Marion, Ohio Weather is Marion's number one source for weather.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
All right, more of Offbeat News and Trivia coming at you, and we are trying to answer some trivia questions right now. What do you call a group of lions? What do you call a group of lions? 740-383-9944 if you know. If you're an antelope in Africa, what cat do you need to watch out for? If you're an antelope in Africa, what cat do you need to watch out for? How many toes does a sheep have? How many toes does a sheep have? Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? What is the red flap of skin under a turkey's beak called? What is the flap of skin under a turkey's beak called? Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Hi. It's called a pride, the lion's roar.
Yes, the lions are called a pride. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Who's this, and we'll get you signed up for the drawings?
It's Patricia Stutler.
Patricia Stutler.
Yeah, S-T-U-T-L-E-R.
Okay, S-T-E-T or U-T?
U-T.
Okay, S-T-U-T-L-E-R. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, I've gotten you written down and got you signed up for all these drawings, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
All right, I believe a new caller, at least to me, right there at 740-383-9944. Okay, give me a call if you know the answer to any of those trivia questions, and we'll get you signed up. 4:49 is the time, and 4:55 is when we're going to do the drawings. Another phone call coming in. We're happy to take it. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Is the answer to the sheep have two?
For the sheep's toes?
Uh-huh.
Two, yes, that's right.
Okay.
All right, and who's this, and we'll get you signed up for the drawing?
April Avery.
April Avery. That's who I thought it was, but I didn't want to guess just in case I was wrong. All right. We got you signed up for the drawings.
Okay.
Appreciate you listening.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Bye. Okay. Yeah, I got a nice number of calls in here. And I always love it when that phone rings. Okay, it's time for Ladies' Corner. Let's see if we can get this recipe in. By the way, you can find this recipe on my Facebook page. You can find me on Facebook by just going to the search engine. There's a little search bar. Just type in Radio Nate. Radio Nate. And it'll come up. Chocolate Bliss Oatmeal Raisin Cookies. Does that sound good to you? Sounds good to me. Chocolate Bliss Oatmeal Raisin Cookies. Here's what you need. 2 packages of semi-sweet chocolate. 3/4 cup firmly packed brown sugar, 1/4 cups butter or margarine softened, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 2 cups quick cooking oats, 1/4 teaspoon baking powder, 2 packages of semi-sweet chocolate coarsely chopped, 1 cup of raisins, 1 cup of walnut pieces. You can use Planters walnuts or whatever you'd like. And here's how to make it. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Microwave 8 ounces of your chocolate in large microwavable bowl on high for 2 minutes. Stir until chocolate is completely melted. Stir in sugar, butter, eggs, and vanilla with a wooden spoon until well blended. Add oats and baking powder. Mix well. Stir in chopped chocolate, raisins, and walnuts. Drop rounded tablespoons of dough 2 inches apart until grease baking pan. Bake 12 to 13 minutes until they're puffed and shiny. Hi, WWGH Radio. We're on the air.
Yes, the kangaroo communicate by stomping his feet.
Yes, there's communication, and also they do it for danger is near.
Okay.
So, yes, both of those is the correct answer. And is this my friend David Avery?
Yes, it is.
All right. Okay, we have got you signed up for the drawings, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and you have a good day, all right?
Okay, you too.
Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so you can find that recipe on my Facebook page. Again, just search Radio Nate into Facebook, and you'll see a delicious picture. And Chocolate Bliss Oatmeal Raisin Cookies is what you will find. All right, 4:52 the time. And getting ready to do the drawing here in 3 minutes. Let's see if we can get some trivia questions answered. We got the kangaroo one done here, so that's good. If you're an antelope in Africa, what cat do you need to watch out for? If you're an antelope in Africa, which cat do you need to watch out for? Right, we got the sheep one done. Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? Which farm animal's stomach has four sections? What is the red flap of skin under a turkey's beak called? What is the red flap of skin under a turkey's beak called? I've got the answer, of course, written down here, but I thought it was called something else, too. So I'll take a couple answers on this one if there's more than one answer. But yes, can you tell me what the red flap of skin under a turkey's beak is called at 740-383-9944? Those are the questions that we have left here. Let me add one more. Which national park is the most visited park in the United States? Which national park is the most visited national park in the United States? Can you tell me that? All right. 740-383-9944 is the number to call. Okay, we are 30 seconds away from our drawing. Feel free to send me an email anytime. I'd love to hear from you. RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. That's RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. If it's something funny, if it's something serious, if it's something positive or something negative, I'll take any of the above. but I would love to have something in my email box, RadioNateOSU@gmail.com. Offbeat News and Trivia, the name of the program. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 until 5 o'clock, and it is drawing time. Oh, you know what? Let me see. Maybe we can get one more answer here before we do it. WWGH Radio, hi, we're on the air.
Nate, Yellowstone, it's a nice, it's a park.
Not Yellowstone, believe it or not. Nope, not Yellowstone. One a little closer to us. All right, Bob. Okay, Bob. Thanks. Okay, here we go for our drawing. And we have our names all written out. Thanks to David Avery, Patricia Stutler, April Avery, Ralph Thacker, Bob Austin, and Becky Thacker for giving us a buzz. Okay, so we're going to draw first for the tickets to the Chris Young concert for the Ohio State Fair. And you can pick these up tomorrow during Charlie's show. Charlie gets here at 10 o'clock. He'll be here from, he'll be here from 10 until noon tomorrow. So you can pick those up here at 559 East Center Street during Charlie's show tomorrow, okay, for the Chris Young concert. And the winner is, for those, Patricia Stutler. Patricia Stutler, congratulations. You won two tickets to the Ohio State Fair and the Chris Young. I got that right? Yes. The Chris Young concert. Okay. Congratulations. We'll have these tickets here for you. Unless you can pick, unless you can fly down here in 5 minutes during my show. But you can pick those up tomorrow during Charlie's show. Okay. Now let's do a drawing for the McDonald's and see who wins that. All right. And the winner for the McDonald's gift card is none other than Becky Thacker. Becky Thacker, congratulations, you won the McDonald's card. And you have a while to pick that up. That'll be sitting here for you. That doesn't expire on you or anything. So you have, I think it's 10 days to pick that up here at WWGH. And the usual hours are Monday through Thursday from 4 to 6, I believe, are the usual hours pick up a prize. And so I will put your name on that. So congratulations, Becky Thacker, for the McDonald's. And congratulations, Patricia Stutler, for the Chris Young concerts for the Ohio State Fair. But thanks to the rest of our callers, David Avery, Ralph Thacker, April Avery, and Bob Austin, for giving us a call. You guys will be put in the drawing as well for more entertainment for the Ohio State Fair, so you just might win. So everybody that calls will be put in the drawing for more of the entertainment. And you'll also be put in my drawing for next week for the $20 gift card to Walmart and the free oil change to Waldo Tire and Automotive. So you'll be put in the drawing for that. So there you go. Okay, now that we took care of our winners, we have 1 minute left. What shall I tell you in 1 minute? Well, let me tell you part two of Ladies' Corner. We have some healthy fruits, and I got time to tell you about one. Grapefruit is one of the healthiest citrus fruits. Besides being a good source of vitamins and minerals, it is known for its ability to aid weight loss and reduce insulin resistance. For example, in a study in 91 people, those who ate a fresh grapefruit before meals lost 2.9 pounds more weight than those who didn't. In the same study, the grapefruit group had a significant reduction in insulin levels and reduced insulin resistance. Also, eating grapefruit lowered cholesterol levels. Well, it is quitting time. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next Wednesday, 4:15 to 5 o'clock. Have a great evening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. Bob McGrath from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Say, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet when you're walking down the street. The people that you meet each day.
Legendary newsman Hugh Downs. Did you ever think you would be referring to the NBC News anchor as doing something this stupid?
No, I never did think I would. I didn't think that could happen because, first of all, I think the way NBC itself has handled this is really not as smart as it could be. There could be they got to quit using words like mistake and error and start saying what the truth is. That's what they're trying to get out. And if they do that, they could get some public restoration of their credibility and help themselves a lot. But they're not doing that. They're still willing to call it a mistake, and that's dumb. It is dumb.
Legendary actor from Barney Miller, Abe Vigoda.
I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm gonna be 94 years old. I'm so grateful to God.
And from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Mr. McFeely.
If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's Delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you, Scott.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559.